Hello and welcome to the Two Fat Brokers podcast. I am Ben from Abu Dhabi.
I'm Barney from Dubai.
And today we're talking about refurbing old buildings, particularly how that relates to with owners associations. So there's a few places in Dubai, and we're talking about, you know, this all came about because we were talking about rents before, and rents still going up in some places. Is that because tenants are just moving to newer builds and they're leaving the old builds behind? At what point do those older buildings get refurbished, particularly the ones where, let's say, you know, the developer, they've sold all the units, the developer, same in Abu Dhabi as Dubai, they then take over as the owners association. What's the incentive on the owners association then, who's the developer and they've already sold? What's the incentive on them to refurb the building?
None.
No incentive whatsoever?
No.
Very little.
I mean, why would you? You raised a very good point. Why would they?
Well, so there's a developer in Abu Dhabi who says it's a reflection on us. So I've raised the point with them, like, why are you the owners association? Why don't you give it to the owners? Why do you have that? And they say, well, it's actually, we don't trust the owners. This building is a reflection on us. It's one of our flagship buildings. So we should have our logo on it. And, you know, people should judge us as a developer by, you know, by this building, how well we look after it. Now, their maintenance is absolutely terrible. Their own association is actually, you know, not that bad. And in Abu Dhabi, we're quite lucky. All of service charges get audited by the Abu Dhabi government, by the municipality. So I don't think we get overcharged much for service fees, but we will get overcharged a little bit because all these developers, I'm sure it's the same in Dubai, they have their own security company, they have their own cleaning company, they have their own FM company. All these companies, everything that gets paid comes back to the developer in terms of service charges. So that's their argument.
I mean, I guess the argument would be, right, let's take Emaar for argument's sake.
Maybe Emaar, we shouldn't use.
No, just let me hear me out. Emaar have, you know, their own management company. They have their own, you know, maintenance companies. That maintenance company is going to be responsible for 10, 15 buildings. So the prices there are going to be kept relatively low because everything's going to be bought en masse. They're going to be buying 500 light bulbs rather than 50. They're going to be buying, you know, 10 pool filters.
You're saying the cost to the maintenance company.
To the maintenance company and subsequently, ideally, to the residents. You know, whereas if you're a residents' homeowners association, you're responsible for that one building. And therefore, prices should, in theory, because you're buying just for one building, you're not buying wholesale, should, in theory, be higher.
No, because the owners' association will outsource the maintenance to another company, maybe even bigger than Emaar's maintenance company, you know, and then they can benefit from those economies of scale.
Assuming there is, I can't imagine there's many maintenance companies much bigger than.
I mean, for example, but the problem that we have, you know, in Dubai and Abu Dhabi is if you have the developer as the de facto owners association who cannot be removed, they are a monopoly, and monopolies are necessarily
bad for
far
business.
Less efficient. Yeah, and particularly now in Abu Dhabi, we're quite lucky, as I said, the service charges are audited. But if the service charges were not audited, then any developer, you know, could tell their maintenance guys, charge whatever, the owners have to pay. Service charges, you have to pay. That's just how it is. And they have like a nice little other income stream, which used to be the case in Abu Dhabi. I even got offered a building for sale, even though all the units had been sold. And they said, well, the income stream you get off the service charges is this, you know, so sell it as that. And you're like, what? You know, and that's changed now, hopefully. But yeah, they have a monopoly. Charge whatever they want.
So we've spoken about this before. On average, roughly, you'd say your service charges in Abu Dhabi are between 15 and 20 dirhams a square foot.
That's on the high side, yeah.
Okay, so 10 to 15?
12 to 17, let's say.
Okay. All right. Yeah, in Dubai, that's unheard of.
Yeah.
That is, that's half on the low end. So I mean, a pool
your
filters,
yields must be horrifying.
A light fittings, light bulbs, you know, tap force, like, are they that much more expensive in Dubai? No. So someone somewhere is making a pretty penny. And this is my question, right? If a homeowners association was put into place to then go through the books of their building from whatever community management they've been using. That community management has to open their books retrospectively as well. And someone's then going to be able to go through forensically and go, you owe us 10 dirhams a square foot for the last 5 years. Where is it? And that is why I think potentially that there's not going to be a chance for a homeowners association to come in and manage a building for themselves. So I'm staying in a building in the Greens. It's old. It's dated. Mm-hmm. And if I was an owner there, I'd be looking around going, look, this was brilliant 15 years ago when it was built. The pool's a bit dated now. The gym definitely needs a refresh. You know, the communal areas, the tiles are a bit chipped and worn. When's my refresh happening? I'm paying for maintenance of a building. And sure, it's being maintained well. But ultimately, it's old inside. It's dated. There's been a lot of traffic. It's not down to the developer. But at some point, does the property management company go, okay, well, here's our sinking fund. Sinking fund's a fund you put away for a rainy day for any building. It's not that buildings are sinking. Here's our sinking fund. This is what we're going to do. At what point does that happen?
Mm. I mean, is there a sinking fund?
I mean, for the amount of money per square foot that these guys are paying, yeah, there should be.
So in Abu Dhabi, you get everything itemized. When you pay a service charge, each dirham is accounted for, and there is a sinking fund, and you can say, okay, you know, 2.3 dirhams are going into the sinking fund. So you know there is one, hopefully. You don't see how much is in there, but you know that some of your money's going towards that. I mean, but unless you have that itemization, you know, maybe there isn't one.
Well, itemization should be available upon request, right?
I mean, well, you own a property. Like, do you, when you pay service charges to your developer, do you see the itemization?
I do. It is hardly itemized. It's more bullet points. This is how much we spent on security. This is how much we spent on gardening.
Yeah.
This is how much. Yeah.
Okay, so that's,
we get charged for security gates. We don't have security gates on our community.
I mean, you know.
You see what I mean?
There
is going to be an inflection point where people turn around and go, do you know what? I actually, you know, I want to be able to see how my building's being managed. And I think it will come from, and I say the bottom up, I don't mean that these older buildings are the bottom, but I mean, you know, it's going to start with the people who are living in buildings that are managed by a company that are old. And people are looking around going, this needs to be refreshed. And that's where you're going to find that the I'm not going to say tidal wave, but that's where you'll find the momentum. It just takes one. And then...
Nah, but I mean, you can want that as much as you like. It's never going to happen. What power does even, let's say, a bunch of owners in a building have over a developer? Zero.
It's not a developer. It's a management company.
Well, the management company is appointed by the developer.
Okay.
And you're not going to be... You can't replace that management.
So then that beggars an even bigger question. Do you really own the building that you bought the freehold in? That you're paying service fees to maintain?
No, you don't own the building because the freehold, presumably, is still owned by the developer and the common areas.
No, you don't buy a lease inside a building in Dubai.
No, but you buy the freehold, but you get the floor plate of your apartment.
Strata. No.
Who owns the corridors?
You own strata, which is a percentage share of the building.
No. You own the floor of your apartment. You don't own a percentage of the building. That's what it would be like in the UK if you had an apartment. You would own a percentage of the
land
it's not a trust. Whatever.
Leasehold.
So you'd own the company that owns the leasehold, you'd own a percentage of them. But that doesn't happen in Abu Dhabi. In Abu Dhabi, the freehold's owned by the developer, and the developer owns the common areas, which is pool, gym, corridors,
which is
everything.
Managed. If they own them, then what are they leasing back to you? And you pay
you get
service
an easement
fees
over
to
them, basically. Yeah.
Sorry?
You get an easement over them. Yeah, you get the use of them.
You get the use of them, which you're renting back from them with your service fee?
Yeah, basically.
So therefore, they have to maintain them?
Yeah.
And therefore,
they don't have to refresh them.
I'm not saying that they have to, but at some point, they will have to because they will be so dated. People are going to go, well, I bought this at face value, and I understand now that I'm living in an apartment that is decreasing in value because the communal areas are shabby, they're shoddy.
Yeah.
You know, and at some point, someone is going to have to turn around and have this conversation with their building management.
But their building management will go, we don't care.
Well, I think...
Why would they care?
You're speaking on behalf of people that that you don't really have the authority to speak on. They might turn around and go,
I have the authority to speak on this random management company that you've just made up.
No, you don't. Why? It's my management company. Fuck you, dick.
Barnaby.
You can bleep that out.
But you make a really good point about the value of homes. So, you know, where I live in my community, there's another community, let's say 10 minutes away. It is 10 minutes away. And there, for the same space, those guys are getting double, right? Like, you know, two bed in Al Reef is about 1.4 million. In Noya, it's now three plus, right? The location is very, very similar. But they've got a newer community. They've got better facilities. It's better looked after. It's in a slightly better location. And if we were to get a revamp in our community, for sure, house prices would go up. And what you see in Abu Dhabi, the patchy price increases, a lot of the places that have been less older, they're less well looked after, they haven't increased in value. So there is a huge amount of value to be made. But for the homeowners, the management company and the developer are not going to make any value out of that because they've already sold the units and they're already getting the management value. So the homeowners are probably desperate to invest money.
Should they be managing these communities?
No, the communities should be managed and owned by the owners of those communities. And I'll give you a great example. Mangrove Village that we went into was built in 2008. So the units were like 16 years old. Almost everyone who bought one renovated. They all renovated those units that had not been renovated for so long. And the owner was maintaining them well, but, you know, to a certain standard. Now, you know, those units have been renovated, you know, some of them within an inch of the life. Look, you know, completely different because people care because it's their own unit. Now, even there, the owners don't have a say in the management of that community. The developer appoints a management company, and so they can't revamp the community. And as we've already said, there's very little incentive from the developer to revamp the community because they already sold the units. Now, the community was revamped before they sold them to make them look nice and make sure that they could get a premium, which makes perfect sense. But until the owners can have control of the owners association, you know, these things are just going to get shabbier and shabbier. And the value is going to go down and down.
Which is a problem.
It is a problem, yes.
How are you going to fix it?
So we need to fix it by getting the law changed.
Okay, when are you going to start?
So confession time, the law has changed in Abu Dhabi. So now, instead of owners associations, you have owners advisors or something. So... in Abu Dhabi, probably the same as in Dubai, there used to be a rule where it said there will be an owners association once a project is sold, but the owners association needs to be incorporated by, for us it's ADREC, for you it would be the land department. But if those entities are never incorporated, then the owners can never, you know, manage them because those incorporations will need to own the freehold land and the corridors and the pools and the gyms, and that will all be part of that, their land, and they'll take it away from the developers. So in Abu Dhabi, we had that law in 2015. We haven't had one incorporated yet, and they've just changed the law. And I've got the law. It's been sitting on my desk for 4 days, and I haven't read it. Shame. So there's a new law in Abu Dhabi about not owners associations. They've changed the name from owners associations to owners advisory bodies or something like that. So next podcast I'll come and tell you what that's about because I'm not sure. But for sure it isn't full owners associations. I'm sure about that.
But there was a law.
Yeah.
That after 6 years, every building or every community in Dubai, don't know about the UAE, had to be handed over to a homeowners association. And that has just got, I don't know if that law has been changed again or not. Again, when you come back and tell us your new law, I'll be able to tell you whether our law has been changed or not. You know, but I live in a community where I definitely think our community could be smartened up. They did come in and resurface some of the playground areas, the nice spongy floors. Ooh, so when nice. The kids fell off the swings, they wouldn't hurt themselves. Lasted 6 months and it all just started to bobble up under the heat. And, you know, it was badly done. There needs to be, I mean, there is a reason why a lot of these developers, I think personally, and yeah, this is hearsay, they're making money from a building that they're supposed to be managing. And they're not supposed to be for profit. My understanding, back in the UK, property management is not a vast profit industry. There are companies that will obviously have to make a management fee, you know, mm-hmm. but if you are acting on the best interests of your residents, your homeowners, then, you know, you need to say, okay, there should be going forward, as part of our sales and purchase agreement, we agree to uplift the communal areas every 20 years, right?
Yeah, but no one's going to write that SPA. And here is and here
wouldn't
is
it be nice
else.
If somebody did?
It would, but
wouldn't that be an added bonus?
No one would care. When you buy off plan, you don't care. But here's something really interesting.
It's a very flippant there is, response, and you are talking on everyone's behalf again. If I buy off plan, I might be buying it for myself to live in. It might be something of importance to me. Certainly would add some interest in resale.
Yes, you're right.
Thanks.
But okay. Here's a far more interesting point than the boring rubbish one that you just made. So your the surface of your courts got refurbished and then it degraded in 6 months. Mm-hmm. Our roads get relaid all the time and they mess up as well. Because you know what? If the developer has their own maintenance company.
Is this more interesting than the one I...
Listen. Okay. It's super interesting.
So excited.
If they have the maintenance company, then they get to charge you for relaying that in your service charges, but they do it deliberately badly. So after 6 months, they got to relay it again. And again, and they keep getting paid every time because it's actually they're incentivized to do a really bad job so they can keep doing the same job over
Surely
and over again.
There's a warranty over the work. It has to last.
Yeah, but it's their own company. Why? It's their own company. It's the developer's company who did the work.
Property management company.
Yeah. They own the property management company.
Let's assume
In Abu Dhabi, they all own their own property management companies, 100%. Okay. And they all own their own maintenance.
So this
and
is
FM
racketeering.
Security. I don't know if it's racketeering, but they have actually an opposite interest in maintaining your community well, because it's more profitable for them if stuff breaks, if stuff goes wrong, if stuff isn't fixed properly, because then they can charge you 2, 3, 4, 5 times, you know, a year for the same thing.
I'm going to go ahead and assume the better part of human nature and say that they do at least make sure that there's a 12-month warranty on the work that they do.
From their own company? Why? Yeah.
Well, because...
Why bother?
I suppose if no one's looking over the books, but you're saying in Abu Dhabi, people are looking over the books.
Well, people will look to see that, you know, if you are charging, you know, let's say, you know, 1 million dirhams for the landscaping, that's broadly in line with market.
Hmm.
Yeah. But I mean,
not
you know,
that it
on,
needed doing
on individual
six
stuff.
Afterwards.
Well, let's say you're relaying the road and that you charge the right amount for relaying the road. Fine. And then you relay the same one again. I'm not sure the municipality is going to be going, okay, which road did you say? Doesn't that have a warranty on it?
That's conjecture. I mean, maybe they are. Maybe they are. We can't be sure.
I mean, I think it's unlikely.
Say that into the mic.
I think it's unlikely. But, you know, I'm just saying they don't have a vested interest in repairing that road so that it's good for the next 20 years.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying, which is, you know, a fascinating point.
If you think about that again, harping back to the UK, it's probably similar, you know. I mean, remember when they were relaying Oxford High Street or what was it, George Street?
Yeah, but I mean,
that was being relayed for 10 years.
Mm. Yeah, but that's the government, and you would expect the government to have warranties on that work. But the problem is these guys are dealing, so the developer has appointed their own management company who's appointed their own maintenance contractor. They're all, you know, there's no separation there. You know, they're not dealing at arm's length. They're dealing with related entities. And, you know, if I wanted to be even more cynical, you know, it's likely that the CEO of the management company is the same, you know, he's on the board of directors at, you know, the developer. He's also the CEO of the security company. He's on the board of the maintenance company.
I think sailing close to the wind here,
he's
bro.
He's getting paid, you know, four times.
No,
seriously. Like, you know, you've got dodgy developers in Dubai, right? Guys who you probably wouldn't recommend, you know.
I wouldn't say they were dodgy. I just wouldn't recommend them.
Yeah, people you wouldn't recommend. I mean, you know, this is a no-brainer. This is what I would do if I was someone who you wouldn't recommend. I'd definitely do that. I'd be getting four salaries for doing, you know, for being on the board of all of these, you know, all of these companies. And that would be cleared because board members get paid, you know, X amount, and that's sensible, and then that's how it goes. And so, you know, I think it's, you know,
you have to do
really
a deep dive into LinkedIn and see who's doing what.
it really like piques me, you know.
I can tell. I've not seen you this excised in quite a long time.
No,
not
since the feeling emotion, I think, which is rare for me.
This one's called despair, Ben.
Yeah, but I fervently believe that owners should be allowed to
have an owners
association. Like, fervently. Like, it really, it gets me in my unfairness goat, which I don't like. I hate unfairness.
I agree. Me too. Mm. That was distilled in us from a very young age.
Yes.
But then
yes,
you'd have to have legal entities overseeing these management. Yeah, there would be an associated, quite a serious associated. Okay, here's another question then. Let's say I'm paying 30 dirhams a square foot
yep.
for my community now, and I managed to get it taken away from the current property owner, management company, and the new management company come in and they're like, well, we're going to charge you 33 dirhams a square foot, but we're going to do X, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm.
For a resident, I don't know, for everybody, it's probably in their best interests, isn't it? Paying 10% more, but you're going to have a full revamp in the over the course of the next 5 years.
It affects your property value. Like, exactly, whether you live there
your
or not.
Your rentability as an investor, everything.
Yeah, you want your community managed well, looked after well, because, you know, yeah, it affects your rents, it affects your property value, whether you live there or not.
Well, say you live, simple. Okay, so from a practical side of things, let's say I live in an apartment in the Greens, for example, and that whole building, the communal area, needs to be fully refreshed.
Yep.
So there's going to be a month when you're going to walk through this blue tunnel from the front door to the elevators because that whole area is being refreshed. Less of a headache. Now let's imagine that they're doing that to your communal floor, the floor that you live in. That's going to be a very difficult thing. And I'm assuming they just go from floor to floor. You're going to have to be living in that floor for the week it takes them to redo the flooring, the walls, and the lighting. Maybe 3 weeks. It's going to be a bit of an annoyance, isn't it?
Yeah, but that would be the thing. If you were part of the owner's association, you would have, like, in theory, a vote about the revamp. And you would be, you know, you'd know the cost. So let's say in a democracy, maybe you voted against it, but, you know, the other owners voted for it. So you're like, okay, no, that's fine. And after that revamp, your property, you know, is worth more now. So, you know, it's pain you're willing to go through because you get a benefit at the end of it. And you had some say in it initially.
Well, let's say I was a tenant.
I mean, sure. I mean, tenant, yeah. I mean, maybe it's bad for you as a tenant because then your rent's going to go up. But, you know,
well,
tough.
There's rental guidelines.
Owners association. It's for owners.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I think we've opened Pandora's box there.
Yeah, I'm overexcited now. I need to calm down.
For future arguments.
Got my sofa to lie on.
Mop your fevered brow. Look up your law. I'll look up mine. We'll come back and we'll have another conversation about it, about homeowners association. It would be nice to have a guest in who maybe could shed some light on this.
A homeowner, perhaps.
Yes, I wonder what developers I might know who would be able to. I know a few developers. I'm not sure many of them would want to be on the couch telling us about how they're going to manage things differently.
No.
Anyway, thank you for joining us. I've been Barney from Dubai.
Ben from Abu Dhabi.
See you again.
Bye-bye.